This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
So hi, this is Nathan from the DBCC and I'm here with Julie Harding, who's been a client at the DBCC for some time now. And I think many people listening will benefit from hearing her story, essentially how she's managed to consistently train after having surgery on her shoulder. So let's get straight into it. Today we're talking about the progress you've made since your shoulder surgery. Can you take me back to how and when you injured it, Julie?
It was last Christmas. We go to Canada for Christmas and I fell while I was skiing. It was a very small fall. I wasn't doing anything exciting. I just fell and felt something go in my shoulder. But I thought, oh, it'll be all right. Mm-hmm. Carried on. For a few days it was really painful and it seemed to ease off a little bit, although it was still there. So I just sort of, oh, it'll get better on its own. So as you do.
As you do, carried on.
Yeah.
Okay, and was it immediately, so you said it was quite painful, was it like immediately painful right at the time, or was it something that, like, you know, you fell and you hurt your shoulder, was it something that kind of carried on for a long period afterwards, or eased off?
I couldn't lift my arm up.
Yeah.
After it, you know, getting dressed and stuff in the morning was really difficult because I couldn't lift my arm up.
Right, so. Okay. So there was notable damage done.
Yeah, there was, yeah.
Okay. So how did that affect your training?
When I came back after Christmas, I realised there were lots of things I couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do any weights. I couldn't do press-ups. I could still do things like the Prowler and the dreaded TRX.
Yeah.
But there were obviously things that I couldn't do, but you guys were really good and found different things for me to do.
We adapted it as much as we could for you.
We did.
I mean, and before that, you were doing everything that we'd ask you to normally, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, no, there was nothing I couldn't do now, and I was training 4 or 5 times a week, so
Okay, so did that affect you emotionally, like with not being able to do things, or did you just kind of power through it?
Well, I went through it. As long as I was exercising, I was okay. But you get fed up when you can't do everything. So,
did it ever cross your mind that you wanted to stop training and let it like heal, or were you always in the mindset of
No. I just carried on. I really was trying to ignore it, thinking it will get better on its own.
Yeah, I can understand that. That's a good mentality to keep training, and I'm glad you did. So at that point, we put you on the DBCC pain-free shoulder system, and during the process, we realised that there was a deeper problem and encouraged you to get it looked at by a specialist. That must have been like quite scary. So what did they say to you?
Yeah, it took a bit of nagging from DV and my husband, Nick. But eventually I went to see a consultant and he sent me for the scan. And he told me I'd torn the tendon.
Right.
And it needed reattaching.
Okay.
And it was going to be a good 6 to 9 months recovery. So that was really scary, actually.
Yeah. And so apart from being scary, how did it make you feel? I mean, I'm sure you were worried. Did you worry that your shoulder would never be the same again? Or?
Well, I did, yeah. He said it has varying degrees of success, the operation, you know.
Okay.
He said, I may not get back to where I was. On the other hand, it's possible. So you just don't know, really, until you have it done.
Yeah, so there's an element of doubt that you were going to be able to do exactly what you had been doing before.
Yeah.
Okay. And what were the first steps of you getting back into exercise?
Well, before I had the operation, I was determined that I wasn't going to stop.
Good.
So I had that in my mind, so I think it was maybe 2 weeks after the operation. I only left it a couple of weeks, and I came in to see Ross. I said, right, what can I do, really? So,
yeah.
I mean, I couldn't drive at that point. I had my arm in a tight sling against my body, so I couldn't drive. So I was getting taxis. That's how determined I was.
that's amazing determination.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, but Ross was brilliant, and we worked. I came in twice a week for a one-to-one, and he worked. We did what we could. I mean, mostly, obviously, legs, squats and lunges and wall sits.
So a lot of leg work.
A lot of leg work, yeah.
And do you feel like your legs have got stronger because of that?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
So were you weren't improving your shoulder, you were still able to focus on your legs and still get your training in.
Which was really important.
Yeah.
If I hadn't been able to come in and train, I would have sat at home and ate the things I shouldn't have eaten.
which is easy to do. And I mean, coming into the gym and training, even when you have got an injury, even if you are focusing on different parts of the body, keeps you in the mentality of coming to the gym. So that was really good.
Oh, definitely. And because you're training, then you think more about what you're eating.
Yeah.
So because you want to get it right.
Keeps
so.
You going in the right direction and keeps you feeling positive.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I've never, touch wood, had a serious injury. But I mean, I can imagine it can be quite, you know, demotivating, and you could have days where, I mean, did you have days where you thought, oh, you know, I don't want to train today, or were you completely positive throughout the whole situation?
No, I got frustrated because I couldn't do more,
mm-hmm.
actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I really enjoyed the training that we did.
That's excellent.
Although, my legs might have told a different story. but I got frustrated because I could only come twice a week, really. But,
yeah.
I mean, it was probably the right thing to do.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to overtrain.
No.
Yeah.
No. So it was more frustration. No, I didn't ever want to stop.
Good.
Which amazed me, actually.
Never crossed your mind.
This is not the Julie of a few years ago.
So you've changed your habits and your mentality about training.
Yeah, I have. Hugely changed my habits, yeah.
Which is excellent. I'm really glad to hear that. So after your surgery, what were your main concerns about training? Like, were you concerned that, for example, it wouldn't progress as fast as it has done? Or, you know, that it would hurt too much? Or
yeah, I was worried about hurting it, yeah. And I wanted to progress quickly, because I'm not a very patient person. So, yeah, I was worried it would take a lot longer. But actually, it's been 7 months now, I think.
Okay.
So, which is more or less what he said. I'm not quite back to full training with my arm, but yeah.
But you've got a full range of movement in your arm, haven't you?
Full range of movement. Now it's just building up the strength.
Yeah.
It's amazing how weak it gets. You don't realise how weak...
From not using it.
Yeah,
completely understand that. Okay, and can you explain to me how it feels to train with an injury and how you've managed to stay so positive? Because, you know, a lot of people, as I say, could probably take a step backwards from training and think, you know, oh, my shoulder's injured, you know, therefore I'm not going to do anything. So how did you manage to get through that, and how did you manage to stay so positive?
It would have been easy just to say, I can't drive. So, I feel sorry for myself because I've had an operation and my shoulder hurts. So, I'm just going to sit here and do nothing. But I don't know where the motivation came from. I think maybe just because I was so used to the training.
Yeah.
So, but actually, I mean, Ross was the one who got me through it, because I was very frustrated at not being able to train properly. And,
mm-hmm.
and I was demotivated some days because I wanted to do more.
Yeah.
But he was excellent. He really... had got me through it in a way. Lots of encouragement kept me going.
Yeah,
really.
which is excellent.
You're very good at motivating people here, so that's what it's all about. So.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with that, it sounds like you kind of focused all your attention into it as well. You know, you really focused your energy into making sure you're coming in. You're right, like being injured, not being able to drive would be a very, very easy option out.
Yeah.
But, you know, to come back into the centre 2 months after a major surgery is...
2 weeks.
2 weeks, sorry, no, 2 weeks. Bad for me, that would probably be edited. But yeah, so have you got anything else you wanted to add to it, Julia? I mean, like, how long have you been training with the DVCC before it happened?
I think I started in August last year, so not that long.
Yeah.
4 or 5 months, I guess, 4 months.
Okay.
Yeah, so, now I would just say to anybody, if you have an injury, then... Get in here somehow.
Yeah.
And talk to you.
Yeah.
Because you will help, you know, and you need that encouragement and motivation to get, because it's easy to sit at home and not do anything. So
and feel sorry for yourself.
Feel sorry for yourself because you hurt.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. I can only imagine how much it must hurt.
Yeah. I mean, you still hurt when you go home from training.
Yeah. Yeah.
In other places, it takes it off your shoulder. I would encourage anyone to do their best to continue doing whatever they can. I mean, I know it's not easy sometimes, but I think it does you good to get back into it as soon as you can.
Yeah, and I'm sure it helped you mentally as well. Like,
definitely.
Okay, excellent. Well, Julie, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. I'm Nathan from the DVCC, and I hope you have a very nice day.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. head over to thedbcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.